This chart here is the emotional roller coaster of Joseph's life. How this came about, we were covering about Joseph, and as we're going through the accounts of his life, Mother and I were talking about, boy, he sure had a lot of ups and downs. And Mother got to thinking, so you know what? I want to put that on a chart to document it. I said, oh, how are you going to do that? She said, well, I have an idea. I said, okay. Well, this is the idea she came up with. So, starts off with, Joseph is Jacob's favorite child. His dad makes him a coat of many colors. And then God gave Joseph dreams that his family would bow down before him. So, he's on an emotional high early in his life. Then he is sold by his brothers into slavery. And as he's in the pit that they threw him in, he was in the depths of despair. You know that everything was sunk. So now he's sold into slavery into Egypt. But the next thing you know, this third point, there's this man that's in charge of the army, a commander of the army. His name is Potiphar, and he places Joseph in charge of his possessions. And so, even though he's sold into slavery in Egypt, he's in a good position here, and things are turning around. So he's come out of the depths of despair, and he's in a better situation and a higher emotional state. But then Potiphar's wife falsely accuses Joseph, and so he's thrown into prison. So now he's slammed right back down to the depths of despair like he was when his brother sold him. And now he's in a foreign land in prison. But things improve somewhat. This fifth point, Joseph is placed in charge of the prisoners. So he has, he's not the low man on the totem pole. He has some duties to do, and he's in a better place, but he's still in prison. So it's just like halfway in between a high emotional state or a low emotional state. But then the sixth point, God gives Joseph the correct interpretations of both the butler and the baker's dreams. And so Joseph has hopes of being released from prison. The butler is supposed to tell Pharaoh that, hey, Joseph is the one that interpreted the dream. And, hey, he's the one that told me I was going to be here. So get him out of prison. So Joseph has good hopes that he's about to get out. So he's back on an emotional high. But then the seventh point, the butler forgets to mention Joseph's name to Pharaoh, and so Joseph remains in prison for 2 more years. So, obviously, he slammed right back down to an emotional low, back to the depths of despair. But then he comes out of the depths of despair for the last time of his life. And this eighth point, God gives Joseph the correct interpretations of Pharaoh's dreams, and Pharaoh elevates Joseph to second in command of all of Egypt. So, and this, of course, was done by the butler. When Pharaoh has his dream, then no one can interpret what the mean says. And so then this butler says, oh, there's a boy that's in prison that interpreted my dream and told me that I was going to be here. And so that was, he told that correctly, and maybe he can tell your dream correctly, but he's in prison, so get him out. And so that's what got him out of prison, finally, but 2 years longer. So, any questions or comments on this?
It's amazing that he was in prison 2 more years.
Yes. That's right.
You know, we've got to be patient.
That is a very good point. God's timeline is not man's timeline. And we think 2 years is a tremendous amount of time, which it is. It's a very long time to be in prison, and especially extra time. I don't know how long he was the whole time he was in prison, but 2 additional years when he had high hopes of being out. So that 2 years, I'm confident, was the longest 2 years of his life. So, that's a good lesson to all of us, that we need to be aware that God's timeline is different from our timeline. And what God thinks is a short time may mean a long time to us. So that's a very good point. Okay, the next chart originated from Bobby Osmond when she was coming here, and we would be reading the scriptures about Jesus' death and resurrection. And it came up about the women that were at Jesus' crucifixion. And there were these three Marys and this other lady that was there. So there's four women that were at Jesus' crucifixion. And Bobby Osmond said, she's always been confused and never explained who these women are. And when you read these passages, isolate them, it's hard to determine who they are. Well, we started looking into that, and I found that Kaufman knew that there were issues, and it was hard to ascertain who these four women were. So Kaufman, fortunately, had made a chart. And there are three accounts that talk about the four women that are staying at that are there at Jesus' crucifixion. And it's Matthew 27, 55, and 56, Mark 15, 40, and John 19, 25. So these are the three accounts. And he put this chart together, and so Mother thought, hey, I'm going to put this chart on a poster board. So here it is. Okay, so Matthew's account of Matthew 27, 55, and 56, Matthew lists that there is a woman named Mary, but she's the mother of James and Joseph. Now, we don't know, just from isolating his account, we have to put all three of these accounts together to figure out who these women are. But we don't know any more than that. That's not enough information. Then there's Mary Magdalene. Now, we know who she is because she's the one that Jesus cast out 7 demons. And she is from a town called Magdala, which is on the west side of the Sea of Galilee. And so she's Mary the Magdalene, Mary from Magdala. So this is not her last name. This is where she's from, Magdala, Magdalene. She is a Magdalene. But her name is Mary. And then there was somebody else that was the mother of Zebedee's sons. So we know right off Zebedee's sons, they were, the sons were James and John, two of the apostles. And so their mother was there, but we don't know her name from Matthew's account. Then Mark 15:40, we have Mary, the mother of James the Less and of Joseph. So now we know who this James is. It's James the Less, one of the apostles. So James the Less's mother was there. And then we know that James had a brother named Joseph, and he's never mentioned again. And then Mary Magdalene is there, again mentioned. And then there's somebody named Salome that is there. Okay, now John 19:25, and we'll put all this together. And he's the one that lists that there were four women here. These other two list that there were only three. But John adds his mother was there, and that's obviously Jesus' mother. So this is Mary, the mother of Jesus. Then there was Mary, the wife of Clopas. So now we've figured out who this Mary is. She had at least two children, James the Less, one of the apostles, and Joseph, and she married a man named Clopas. That was her husband. And so the mother and dad of James the Less and Joseph was Mary and Clopas. Then Mary Magdalene is here again, listed. And then this fourth woman says it was his, meaning Jesus' mother's sister. So Mary had a sister, and her name was Salome that we got from Mark, and she's the mother of Zebedee's son. So she married a man named Zebedee, and they had at least two children, James and John, who are prominent apostles, and there are two of the four core four of Jesus' apostles that he held most closely to him and the most prominent. So by this being said, we find out that Salome is Jesus' aunt, and so James and John are Jesus' first cousins. So this makes more sense why Salome and James and John have the courage and are brave enough to come to Jesus and ask him to be, for the James and John to be on his right and his left hand when he comes into his kingdom. Because she's the aunt and their first cousin, so she is thinking, and the James and John are thinking, hey, we should be the most prominent because we're blood relation to you. And then, of course, Jesus says, number one, this is not my position to give you. Only God the Father is going to determine who's on my right and on my left hand. And but then he asked them, are you able to partake of the cup that I am going to have to do and the baptism through which I'm going to have to go through? And they said yes, ignorantly, not realizing what that was talking about. But sure enough, they were. James was the very first apostle that was martyred. And then John was the last apostle alive and the last to die. And then John, of course, wrote four books. He wrote the Gospel of John, and then 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and then the book of Revelation. So he wrote five books of the New Testament. Any questions or comments on this?
John is the one that Jesus told him to take his mother.
And that's right.
In John 19.
That's right. So he took Mary, his mother, to his house from there.
The prior verse.